Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today, we continue our Sacred Rebuke series with a message that stings, but also liberates. Sacred anger versus petty rage. Now, let me be clear. Anger itself is not the problem. Scripture shows us that even Jesus flipped tables. Anger can be holy. Anger can be righteous. Anger can be the fire that wakes us up. But not all anger is created equal. There is a sacred anger. And then there is a petty rage. We're living in a time where rage is everywhere. Scroll your feed, turn on the news, watch a reality show, or even sit in a family gathering, and you'll see it. Rage has become entertainment. Drama is packaged and sold. People shouting, clapping back, and tearing each other down are rewarded with likes, views, and airtime. But here's the sting. Most of what we're seeing is not sacred anger. It's petty rage. Sacred anger is born from truth. It sees injustice, corruption, cruelty, and it calls for correction. Sacred anger doesn't seek to destroy people. It seeks to restore principle. It says, "This is not aligned with God, and I will not be silent." Sacred anger is purposeful. It clears a path for change. Petty rage, on the other hand, is born from pride. It's reaction without reflection. It's about defending your image, proving someone wrong, protecting your ego. It's worrying about what people think of you instead of what God thinks of you. And once you're on that path, it's like a merry-go-round. You keep spinning in circles, clapping back, defending, proving, but never moving forward. And here's the painful truth. Petty rage doesn't just waste your energy. It blocks your blessings. It distracts you from your goals. It makes love harder to trust because you're too busy protecting your wounds. It corrodes your joy, your health, and your ability to be whole. Sacred anger is fire that purifies. Petty rage is fire that consumes. And if you confuse the two, you will spend your life mistaking destruction for power, circling endlessly, but never arriving at the life God intended for you. The Bible doesn't tell us to avoid anger. It tells us to steward it. Ephesians 4:26 says, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry." Notice, it doesn't say don't be angry. It says don't let your anger lead you into sin. Sacred anger sees injustice and calls for correction. Petty anger lets anger fester into bitterness, vengeance, and destruction. James 1:19-20 gives us another layer. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. That's the difference right there. Sacred anger produces righteousness. Petty anger produces chaos. Even Jesus himself showed us this truth. In John 2:15, he made a whip and drove money changers out of the temple. That was sacred anger, a holy fire for God's house, rooted in principle. It wasn't petty, it wasn't ego-driven, it was alignment with the truth. But look at Cain in Genesis 4. His anger turned into jealousy, then violence, and he murdered his own brother. That's petty rage. That's anger corrupted by pride, leading to destruction. Scripture shows us both paths clearly. Anger will come, but whether it becomes sacred or petty is the choice you make. Sacred anger aligns with God's truth. Petty rage aligns with ego's illusions, and the fruit of each tells the story. Metaphysically, anger is energy in motion. It's fire, and fire has two purposes. It can purify or it can destroy. Sacred anger is fire in alignment. It burns away illusion. It refines like gold in the furnace. It clears the path so truth can emerge. It is heat with direction, fierce but purposeful. Petty rage, however, is fire out of control. It consumes without aim. It burns bridges, relationships, and even your own peace. It leaves ashes, but no clarity. Petty rage feels powerful in the moment, but it is short-circuiting of energy. A discharge that drains you rather than fuels you. Neville Goddard reminds us that imagination creates reality. If you continually imagine yourself in battle, clapping back, defending, fighting, your world will mirror that vibration. You'll keep attracting situations that demand more rage. Florence Scovel Shinn taught that what you resist persists. Petty rage is resistance on a loop. It keeps you tethered to the very energy you wish to escape. But sacred anger interrupts the loop. It acknowledges the sting, names the injustice, and transmutes the energy into correction. Energetically, sacred anger is sovereignty. Petty rage is bondage. One clears your field, the other clouds it. One elevates your vibration, the other entangles it. And the difference lies in intention. Are you aligning with truth or defending your pride? Now take a deep breath here. Hold it and let it out. Feel into your body. Where do you carry your fire? In your chest? In your throat? In your belly? That's the place where this next reflection can do its work. Reflection number one. Think back to the last time you felt angry. Was it sacred anger, aligned with truth seeking correction? Or was it petty rage, ego reacting, defending pride? Write down what made it one or the other. Reflection two, where in your life have you been spinning on the merry-go-round of petty rage? Online arguments, family drama, old wounds? How has that cycle drained your energy or distracted you from your goals? Reflection three, can you name a time when your anger was sacred? Maybe you spoke up against injustice, set a firm boundary or stood for someone who couldn't stand for themselves, how did that anger feel different in your body? Reflection 4. If petty rage corrodes and sacred anger purifies, where is source inviting you to shift? What situations need your fire, but aligned, steady, and true? Reflection 5. Complete the sentence in your journal. When I let my anger be sacred, I, and then let your heart finish the statement. Remember, the only way to is through. Anger ignored festers. Rage indulged corrodes. But sacred anger, when aligned with principle, refines, restores, and frees. So here's the truth. Anger itself is not the enemy. The question is, what will you do with it? Will you let it corrode you through petty rage, or will you let it refine you through sacred fire? Sacred anger doesn't leave you bound. It clears the fog. It cuts the illusion. It wakes you up and realigns you with truth. Petty rage will keep you spinning, drained, and distracted. Sacred anger will call you higher. So let your fire be sacred. Let it burn away illusion. Let it sting so you can save. Let it cut so you can cleanse. Let it rise, not as noise, but as clarity. Because when your anger aligns with truth, it no longer consumes you. It crowns you. Say it with me now, out loud, or in your heart. I know who I play for, and I choose sacred fire. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in truth. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.